Welcome everybody, Shir number 994. We're learning today Leila Nishmas Moshe Dov Ben Rabar and Zisel. Leila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Refuish Lema Yehuda Arya Leib Ben Hinda Shtakav Refuish Lema Psech Shechel Yisrael. Okay, getting back to our Malacha of Mavir. Okay, we spoke about last time, we started talking about the refrigerator, the light. Just going through the Tshuva Moshe, how Ramosha brings it down. In cases of need, what one should do. We spoke about, obviously, one should put it on their list. We said to tape, one has to tape light in the refrigerator, tape, remove the bulb before Shabbos, put it on their list to remember to do those items. Somebody forgot, they got stuck, and so on. So we said case number one, worst case scenario, if somebody forgot to pull out the light, to turn off the light, and Taka, all Rav Moshe brings down if all their food is in the fridge, and they're stuck and they have no way of getting it, so then one would be allowed to tell the guy, in that case alone, to turn off the light or to pull out the bulb. But again, it's a tzarech gadol, only in that case, one should not apply it to other cases, a rav must be consulted. Okay, but in any case, we want to just go through a few other various cases that come up in reference to the light. Brings up Ramosha in the tshuva, again, it's in Arachayim Chelek Beis, and it's in the, in Simen Samach Ches. It says Ramosha like this, Kashiyesha, Makarish, and Nikra, refrigerator, somebody left on the light, right? Again, they forgot, whatever the case is, they got stuck. And when they open up the door, it goes on, and when they close it, it goes off. So says Rav Moshe, Vadei is asul of tayach, of course one cannot open it, Sharei psikresh, it's psikresh, who Vadei nidlak, it's going to go on, and who nichalei, a person wants it because of the fact, obviously, that's light, and the same thing for closing it. If it was, somebody didn't realize it was a light then, they opened it by mistake, also they can't close it. Okay, so Rav Moshe says further, if it's possible, let's say it's during the day, possibly, if it's Friday night, it could be a little bit of a, more of a problem. Let's say Shabbos morning, possibly, and if you could get a guy, let's say, says Rav Moshe, you could get a guy, you open up the fridge, and there's a way that you could pull out all the food, and you'll be able to, you know, get everything out for Shabbos. So there is such a, in other words, I'll pull everything out and I won't have to open the fridge for the rest of Shabbos. So that would be a good thing. The case, what we spoke about yesterday, is a case whereby I have to keep on opening the fridge. I have food, it'll spoil, it's hot, I can't just take everything out. It's going to, you know, get spoiled, I won't have food. And all the food is in the fridge. So over there we said, Sarah Godel, telling a guy, but now let's say I could, if there's a way, like we said, it's already Shabbos, maybe the one meal pass, we have maybe just Shalosh Sudas or whatever, and I need a couple of items, I need a few things from the fridge, and I could get by with not opening up the fridge the rest of Shabbos. So says Rav Moshe that then if you call, you could call a guy, but not to turn off the light. You have to tell him, you ask him if possibly he could take out the food. Or in any case, to open the door. In other words, when he comes, you could ask him if he could please open the door of the fridge, there's a problem, whatever, or if he could take out the food, whatever the case is. But not to tell him to put on the light or turn off the, in other words, not to unscrew the bulb or not to tape up the bulb or something like that, but just stop to open it. Why is that allowed? Because of the fact we say, many places can say, that psikresha that we've been talking about, when I open the fridge, right, and I need my fish, right, so I open the fridge and the light is there, so it's going to go on, and it's nichalei. So that's called psikresha de nichalei. But by a goy, we say, many places can bring down that by a goy, we don't say psikresha. There is no psikresha. Therefore, so you can't tell the goy to do something, right? You can't tell the goy, yeah, well, unscrew the bulb. That you can't do. But to tell the goy, now again, we're talking about a case where it's a one-time deal. I'm going to open, I'll be able to get everything out. But to tell the goy to open the door, that you could do. I'm opening up the door of the fridge. But I, it's psikresha. For a goy, it's no psikresha. Or you could tell the goy to take out the food. You know, he'll open the door. The light will go on. But it's a goy, and it's a, and there's no psikresha by the guy. So that's what Rav Moshe says. It's an important thing to keep in mind that many times things come up, and when it comes to a guy, the concept of psikresha would not apply. Says Rav Moshe like this, Vapsicha is mutter, in other words, to open the fridge, opening, again, not removing the light. Vapsicha is mutter al yedei nachri, opening the fridge is allowed by a guy. A Jew cannot do it because the light will go on, but by a guy, yeah, because he doesn't have psikresha. Vapsicha is mutter al yedei nachri, av kishein tsoirich kolkach, even though it is not such a major tsoirich. In other words, I could get everything out right away. You know, I don't need the fridge constantly opening all day long, like in the case we spoke about yesterday. So Vapsicha Sicha Mota Ali De Nachri Afkeshein Sarich Kolkach Mishum De Kevon She'Einu Mischavin Lahad Lekar. Because the guy doesn't have in mind to turn on the light. The guy doesn't say, well, I'm opening the door so that I could turn on the light. No, the guy just opens the door because whatever, he's trying to do you a favor, whatever the case is, you ask him to open the door or to take out the food. So the guy is opening the eye, the light will go on, okay? The Kevon She'Einu Mischavin Lahad Lekar Af Shehu Psik Reisha, says Ramayshi, even though it's a Psik Reisha, it'll happen automatically by the guy. Mutter Loim Alenach, we're allowed to tell the guy. He brings out from the Magen Avram, Simin Reish Ayin Zayin, Zifkatan Zayin, Simin Shin Yudal, Zifkatan Hey, Besayfa, that we say by Psik Reisha is mutter to tell a guy. In other words, Psik Reisha would not apply by a guy. Just to read from the Mishnah Berura, who says the same thing, just real quickly from the Intimin Reish Ayin Zayin, like we saw Reb Moshe quoted, but the Mishnah Berura brings down that Magen Avram Taka, he quotes over there in the Sharetin, the Magen Avram. And he said, whatever, I'm not going to go through the case what the Mishnah Berura is talking about, but in Sif Katan Tezvav, he says the Vimokim, whatever the case was, but he said the Vimokim, She'ein Mischavin, in the place whereby one is not Mischavin, is Shari Aliday Eina Yehudi. It's Mutter through a guy. I feel a hoop sick ratio, even though it's going to happen automatically. Because of the fact, like we said, we're not going to get into all the reasons now, but the Psik Reisha does not apply. In other words, if it's a Dovashen and Mischavin, then it's Mutter through a Goy. A Goy could do a regular action, even though a Isser will come out of it. Okay, so Ramesha ends off over there that... that Avaloymar Loy Shei Salakes Arf, to tell the guy to remove the bulb, in other words, the guy has a mind to turn off the bulb, right? He's removing the bulb, so that's what he's doing, and he's mischaven to do that. It's not a psik reisha. His kavan is to turn off the bulb. That could only be done in a case of tzarech gadol, like we said yesterday. Person has all the food in there, and there's no way out. The food will spoil, and so on, and they have to keep on opening up the fridge. They still have the meals coming up, I guess, whatever the case is. And there's no way out. So just to make a long story short, when the dust settles, just a chazer over from yesterday and from today, what's the bottom line? If somebody is stuck and they just can't help themselves, they gotta keep on opening up the fridge and the food is in there. So Rav Moshe explained, call a guy. And you could tell a mamish to turn off the light. But if it's a case whereby you could, in one shot deal, one could take out all the food and they won't have to open up the fridge, the rest of Shabbos, so then the best thing is to do, that you could call a guy, ask him please open the door or please take out the food, whatever it is, it's psik reisha, and the psik reisha would not apply by the guy. Now, just one last quick thing. Somebody, let's say they opened the fridge. They didn't realize. We checked everything. We did what we had to do. We didn't. But be it as it may, they forgot to take out the light, and everybody thought that the light was out, that the light was taped, the light was whatever. Now the question is, one opened the fridge, I veil the light's on, what do I do now? I can't close it, so what should I do? So Lamaisi brings down the Sefer Learning Shabbos. By the way, the Sefer Learning Shabbos in 3 minutes quoted the Igris Moshe that we've been talking about. He's the one who brought it down, that we got it from, and he says like this, if one opened the refrigerator and realized that the light has indeed not been removed, right? Mistake, whatever the case is, the food inside is still allowed. You're still allowed to take out, even though the light turned on, you're still allowed to take out the food, but the problem is now closing the refrigerator, but he may not close the refrigerator. Rather, the person should call, ask a non-Jew, a guy, to do so. I mean, if a person could leave it open the whole Shabbos, put a chair there, whatever, but it could be possibly dangerous, children, whatever the case is, sometimes. So in such a case, one can't close it themselves. Rather, they should ask. He brings down to ask a guy, a non-Jew, to just to close the refrigerator. And l'chay would be the same thing in that case. So you're not asking the guy to pull out the light or anything, just to close the door. So again, it would be a psik reisha, which does not apply to a guy. All right, that's basically the concept as far as when we talk about lights. We're trying to get into the fridge itself with reference to the motor, the fan, and so on. Is it on? Is it off? We'll see how those. I just firm bring that down in upcoming shiurim. Thank you for listening. Aslachem bracha, kol tov.